The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wizened old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And here we are. I'm up in North Dakota hosting the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, which you either intentionally or accidentally found yourself tuned into. In either case, thank you for joining us. I hope you'll enjoy the show. You can enhance the enjoyment by calling in yourself at 800-313-9443. And we'll be together for 2 hours. This is our Sunday Spectacular from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For me, it's 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time. I'm up here in the least visited spot in America. And long may it wave. Long may it remain so. If we ever have a secessionist movement that gets off the ground, this state, North Dakota, will certainly be within the bounds of the seceded traditional America. And that might be, you know, that idea is breaking out all over. Folks in Oregon, conservative folks, traditional folks, real Americans in every place in Oregon except Portland and maybe Eugene or Salem, they want to break away from Oregon, secede from Oregon, and join themselves to Idaho, county by county. It's a damn good idea. At the same time, what's going on in Virginia and West Virginia? Well, the left-wing liberal losers have taken over the reins of power in the state government by dint of population. They're in Richmond and environs, the whole district of criminals population that lives around D.C. in places like Arlington and Alexandria. So they've taken over the state capital. Well, the patriot citizens of Virginia want to secede from Virginia and do what? Attach themselves county by county, same procedure, to a more patriotic state. And what would that be, you might ask? Well, in this case, they have picked West Virginia. And there's a great precedent for this, great tradition. If you recall your Civil War history, West Virginia was in fact seceded from or carved out of the original state of Virginia during that war between the states. So and we could do, you know, the same procedure could be followed throughout the country as we, you know, it might be a very, what did they say in South Africa? They called the, it got divided up into a very checkerboard arrangement of Bantustans. And in this case, you know who would be in the Bantustans? Us. We would have to form our own Bantustans, places like Swahili land and Lesotho and Botswana land and so on. We'd have to form our own Bantustans in which we as Europeans could live a European life that could last into perpetuity. And then all of these crazy people, and we'll talk about the crazies in just a moment when we talk about the Nevada Demon Rat primary. And boy, was that a wonderful event. Get ready to sing your hosannas about that primary. The all those crazy people can then have their, you know, they can have Los Angeles and they can have New York City and they can have Washington, the District of Criminals. They can have Detroit. They can have Chicago. They can have New Orleans. They can have Miami. Because what else could you do? You can't, you know, you can't move that many people around. So anyway, that's something that may lie in our future, and Donald Trump may be the inspiration and the leader for such a movement of secession or separation that may lie in our future. Anyway, today we'll be talking about the Nevada caucuses that took place yesterday. So, and you know, we just as well that we didn't have a show yesterday because they can't count their ballots in time. So Saturday we didn't have any results worth talking about. We have them today on Sunday, so we'll talk about them. And of course, we'll get to the great news in a moment. Let me make sure I've taken care of all the housekeeping. You've got the name of the show. You don't have the date. You're wondering, what day is it, Kelso? Well, it's February 20. I got to get my glasses way down my nose here. We don't pay much attention to dates out here in the country. February 23rd, 2020. And you can call in. I gave you the number, 800-313-9443. Well, now, getting on to the first matter of substance in the show, it is second matter of substance. Hallelujah, brothers, and hallelujah, sisters. That demon rat primary was more than we could have hoped for. Let me bring it up for me here. And well, what's good? What happened that was good? Well, Bernie Sanders won big. He won really big. And that's really good for the election, the ultimate value that we seek, which is the re-election of Donald Trump. Sanders did very well. We'll talk about that. Joe Biden, he really crapped out. You know, he's touting it as his comeback. He's calling it his comeback. Well, let's go get the numbers here. No, it's not a comeback, Joe. It's a crash and burn. Crash and Bernie Sanders. The he'd grab a piece of note paper here on which to tabulate these wonderful things. And the, let me see here if I can't get this available for you here. There we go. And we'll see what the president has to say about it today. I guarantee you he is just as happy as I am. This is a wonderful, he must agree that this is a wonderful result. Oh, another 100,000 of us have signed up as followers of the Donald Trump website. And, you know, we're not really the follower type, we patriots. But, you know, hey, we are Donald Trump's followers. And in both senses of the word, on Twitter, and more importantly, as part of the movement that he created. And here's what he has to say here. Let us look here. He has a tweet 2 hours ago. Some very good stuff here. And I want to find the latest on the Nevada results. Now, the president took off for India. I don't know whether he's landed yet. That's a long flight. And I traced it out with my 8-year-old today, trying to teach him the theory of polar circumpolar navigation and great circle routes, trying to show him. So I took a piece of piping and connected between Washington, D.C. and India. And then I spun it around to show that that route goes almost over the North Pole, the Great Circle route. And if you try to go in a more southerly route, of course, the same string only gets two-thirds of the way to India. This is one of the things that Charles Lindbergh formalized for aviation, world aviation, with his 1927 flight to Paris from Roosevelt Field on Long Island. Not far. That Roosevelt Field named after, not after Theodore Roosevelt, but after his son, Quentin, who died in an airplane in World War I, the worst tragedy of Theodore Roosevelt's life. He never recovered from the death of his son in that stupid, stupid war that Theodore Roosevelt had encouraged his son Quentin to go off and fly in. Theodore Roosevelt, in effect, killed his own son. You don't recover from that. That flight was one in which Lindbergh, the genius, calculated that by following a great circle route from Long Island to Paris, he would shorten his overall route instead of flying a straight line as per the map, which people were wont to do prior to Lindbergh. Let us go to, let's see if Breitbart has the, let's see if we get the current totals. I'll give you from memory. I'll have those in just a moment. But the, oh, let's see. We can go to the, I know how we can get them. We'll get the, here we go. We've got the totals here. There we go. And there we go. All right. Bernie Sanders. 46%. This is with 60% reporting. Now, this is the New York Times here saying 60% reporting. Oh, these idiots, these dweebs at the New York Times. Now, actually, it's kind of a good thing that they make you subscribe, because who the hell is going to waste money subscribing to the New York Times? So To heck with that website. You got to read it fast because they block you out. I love it. They're failing. Okay, let's find somebody else that doesn't charge you to look at the results. Let's see here. Nope, anything on the New York Times you're not going to be able to look at. Okay, so cross that out. Scratch that. And won't it be wonderful someday when there is no New York Times? Well, let's go to some other source here. Let's see if the Washington Post will let us read on their page without demanding a subscription. Ditto for the Washington Post. Oh my gosh. We definitely need our own media. Well, I'll have it for you in a moment. But anyway, as I understand it from memory, Bernie is like, he's at something like 46%. Biden is at something like 20%. Warren is at something like 14%. Now, correct me. One of you callers has got this right in front of you. Call me. Call with the actual results. Behind Warren is Buttigieg, was like 13%. And then Klobuchar is way down there at like 5%. And Tom Steyer, similarly situated, maybe 4%. Let me see if that adds up to anything here. I've got 66, 86, 98. Oh, yeah, I've got 102%. That's the way the Democrats calculate these things. You don't always vote more than 100%. So anyway, that's pretty close, and it's devastating for all the demon rats other than Bernie Sanders. Bernie clobbered them. Just clobbered them. Warren is done. Buttigieg is done. Biden is done, but he doesn't know it. And this is a nice surprise. Amy Klobuchar is done. She can't recover from a performance that bad when she concentrated that hard and tried that hard in Nevada. And then Tom Steyer, get this. Tom Steyer spent $250 million, a lot of it in Nevada. And he gets 4% of the vote, or whatever it is. If you call me up and tell me what the exact percentage is, but it's within 1% of that. The why is this so good? Why is Kel so happy? Why should you be happy? Because it means they're too, you know, as Yogi Berra said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Well, we're at a fork in the road here. Bernie is sailing to winning on Super Tuesday and going into the July Milwaukee Democrat convention with a strong plurality, if not a majority. That's one fork. Bernie gets the nomination that way. The other fork in the road is that at a brokered convention, which will be a giant, I think, a physical fight. I think he'll be fighting on the floor. It'll make Chicago look tame. What year was Chicago, that rioting at the Democrat convention? It'll make it look tame. I'll explain to you how that outcome turns out well. In either way, either fork in the road, Trump wins. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
And the we're just talking here, opening the show today with the celebration. This has turned out very well, very, very well. Let's see this. I'm at Politico now. And believe me, everywhere in the whole Democrat, to the way the president says it, the whole Democrat world is, and they're actually using the term themselves now in their discussion of the catastrophe in Nevada. They're freaking out. They're looking sick on TV. They're saying that they feel sick. They're freaking out. They're looking disoriented. You're not going to have many moments in your life to enjoy that, this look of defeat and despair on the faces of our enemies. Okay, here's what, let's see, my memory wasn't too bad here. Let's see how close I was. With 60% of, I'll tell you, this Democrat county is so bad, you know, they can't tell you. Well, how many, what percentage is counted? Okay, this is 60% of precincts reporting. Bernie Sanders at 46.0%. Well, I nailed that one. Joe Biden at 19.6. I called it 20. Okay. Nailed that one. Pete Buttigieg at 15.3. Okay, I got him a little low with my 14. So Pete Buttigieg, 15.3, and he's in third. Warren in fourth place, so I got that wrong. Warren, pathetic at 10.1%. 10.1. That is stick a fork in it. But she's not going to quit, and we'll explain in a moment why this is such good news. She's not going anywhere. This is one stubborn lady. Amy Klobuchar at 4.8%. This is also very good news. And I don't see here, wait, view all candidates. Let me press that button. Tom Steyer comes in at 4.1%. That's what his $250 million got for him. And by the way, that $250 million, you know how many raw votes that is? Popular votes? With 60% of districts counted, Tom Steyer, for his $250 million, got 1,953 votes. And he spent all of his money between Nevada and South Carolina. So let's take his $250 million, peel off $100 million of it, and call that Nevada. He spent $100 million on Nevada. And if he paid, and with 60% of the precincts counted, his 2,000 votes is going to grow into 3,000 total votes. If he paid, let me look at the math here, $100 million, and he's $3,000. I'm going to get a per-vote price tag on this for Mr. Steyer, the very capable businessman, so he says. If he paid every person that votes for him $1,000, it would cost him $3 million. If he paid every one of them $10,000, it would cost him $30 million. If he paid every single person $33,000, that's what he paid for those 3,000 votes in Nevada. $33,000 a vote. Now, this is subject to revision. He may not have spent $100 million in Nevada. But even if he only spent half of that, $50 million in Nevada, that's still $16,000 a vote. Do you think he could have done better by just offering people, you know, a cool $1,000 per vote? He could have done 10 times better with no ads at all, just saying, hey, I'll give you $1,000 if you vote for me. But find some legal way to do that. I don't know how, you know. Hire them as a volunteer for one day and pay them $1,000. You know, call that legal. And then defend it in front of a Democrat judge if anybody sues. So, boy, this is wonderful. Now, let me explain the fork in the road, the Yogi Berra image. If Bernie Sanders gets the nomination in Milwaukee in July, there's no way Donald Trump can lose that race against Bernie. It's no way. It's impossible. Donald Trump would win that blindfolded with one hand tied behind his back and easily. Okay, let's say the demon rats who are having their freak out about Bernie Sanders now, let's say they succeed in sabotaging Bernie Sanders at the convention. Let's say the superdelegates come in and almost unanimously vote against Bernie Sanders and vote for whomever the demon rat establishment anoints as the chosen one to push out Bernie Sanders. And it doesn't matter who they pick. It isn't going to matter. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
I'll tell you what, this line of work don't take no diploma. So I guess I found, didn't find the wealthy woman, but I found the line of work that don't take no diploma. Thanks for joining us here. The, something nice that's coming up here. We'll get back to whatever thoughts I left hanging there before the break. Because always during these breaks, I'm doing so much that it seems like, whoa, Kelso's off on another, he's off on a whole other tangent here by the end of a couple minute break. That's true. That's what happens. I just went over looking at the president's tweets, and I was going to share some tweets with you. And the president says, looking forward to seeing all of you at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The president's going to be there Saturday, February 29th. Let me write that down. And let me tell you, folks, if I lived anywhere near Washington, D.C., I'd be there. This is, my gosh. I'll tell you, it's going to be at the Gaylord Center in National Harbor. That's the name of it. Just, you know, right on the other side of the Washington, D.C. line. They're on Chesapeake Bay. There will be 10,000. And if they can get more in, there'll be more. With Donald Trump being there. And I'll give you a list of all-stars in addition to Donald Trump. And cherry on top, guess who was disinvited? Specifically told, stay away, don't come, we don't want to see you. Matt Schlapp sent this, the chairman of CPAC, sent this to, yes, your favorite guy, Mitt Romney. Wow. Wow. I mean, folks, that is an incredible rebuff. And that is as a result of Mitt Romney. That message was sent to Mitt Romney right after he voted. Let's see, what was his vote? There were two votes concerning taking testimony from John Bolton. And Mitt Romney was the one Republican in either the Senate or the House. None broke ranks in the House. The one who broke ranks betraying the president in the Senate on that one vote. Sorry, Mitt. He thought maybe he'd get a few other people to vote with him. He was left twisting in the wind all by himself, flying his freak flag all by, as it used to be said in the hippie days, flying his freak flag all by himself. And Matt Schlapp said, you know what? We don't need you. We don't need you. You're trying to screw up the Republican Party. We don't want you screwing up CPAC. And Donald Trump is going to be the honored guest. Now, so Donald Trump on Saturday, of course, he'll be the big show. There will be at least 10,000 people there. The main hall won't hold 10,000 people, I don't think. So there'll be people wrestling each other, maybe women and children first, and then the men will have to fight it out as to who gets into the hall. But who will be there? Donald Trump will be there. Mike Pence will be there. Matt Whitaker, who was temporarily the attorney general. He's a good one. He'll be there. Who else is going to be there? Donald Trump Jr. Oh, boy. Mark Levin. Nigel Farage. Ooh, yes. Ronna McDaniel, the niece of aforesaid Mitt Romney. Ronna McDaniel. She's a good one. Who else will be there? I'm going down the list here. Ah, Tom Fitton. You know, just to get a chance to shake Tom Fitton's hand, be able to tell your grandchildren, where were you, Grandpappy, when the revolution broke out? You can say, yeah, I shook hands with Tom Fitton over there at CPAC 2020. You wild horses couldn't keep me away. I had to play the Rolling Stones song there, a la Trump, who plays that Rolling Stones song at his events. Can't always get what you want. Wild horses couldn't keep me away from CPAC if I lived within any kind of driving distance of D.C., driving or train. So let's say a 200-mile perimeter radius. Charlie Kirk will be there. He's the founder and president of Turning Point USA. This is this wonderful, wonderful organization of college kids who are part of the Trump movement. Who else will be there? Oh, gee, I'm just thinking to myself, is there some way I could get to D.C.? Gee whiz. I don't think there is. But I am definitely going to be watching the whole thing. I think the whole thing will be streamed. So I'll be watching the whole thing. Who else is going to be there? Some names I don't know, so this will be interesting. Here's a guy named Scott Pressler. I have no idea who he is. He's called The Persistence, and he's got fantastic hair that goes all the way down to the almost to his waist. There's an interesting guy. Who else is going to be there? Carter Page will be there. The guy who was, oh, this is golden. He was the guy who, against whom the illegal, felonious treason FISA warrants were drawn by the treasonous FBI, signed by Rod the Rat Rodenstein. He'll be there. Senator Ted Cruz will be there. Sebastian Gorka will be there. I mean, folks, I mean, this is like everybody you ever wanted to meet. Let's see here. Representative Andy Biggs, he'll be there. Representative Dan Crenshaw, he's the guy with the eye patch. I think he was Special Forces or Army. Lost his eye in combat. Representative Doug Collins, oh, there's a good one. Matt Gaetz, 1st District in Florida, there's a winner. Louis Gohmert of Texas, can't do better than that. Some other good ones here. Steve Scalise of Louisiana, Devin Nunes of California. Oh, realize, folks, you could actually, if you plan your time well, you would get a chance to shake hands with every one of these people, every one of them, because they're very available at a CPAC. Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows of North Carolina. Let's see, I'm skipping some really good ones. Dan Bongino. Oh, come on. I'm going to faint here in a moment. Let's see here. Pete Hegseth. He's the best on that Fox and Friends. Pete Hegseth. He's the one that holds forth against this idiot, Brian Kilmeade. What a dope Kilmeade is. And Hegseth has the cojones to sit next to Kilmeade and just call him out. Just say, no, wrong, Brian. Wrong, wrong again, Brian. You got that one wrong. I love Pete Hegseth. He's going to be there. Oh, Brian Kilmeade's going to be there. Okay. You could give him that handshake where, you know, you pull your hand back with a hitchhiking sign, you know. James O'Keefe. Now, there's a winner. The founder of Project Veritas. Oh, my gosh. To shake hands with this hero, Sarah Carter. Ah, what a winner she is. Lawrence Jones. Let's see here. Ambassador Richard Grenell. He is the ambassador to Germany, who was made the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, just this in the last few days by Donald Trump, because he is such a faithful member of the Trump movement. Let's see. Here's another one. Let's see. Harmeet Dhillon. She's a great attorney. Gordon Chang. Gordon Chang has it nailed on his native China. He has it nailed as to what a criminal regime the dictators in China are. And, you know, he's, of course, you know, he reads the Chinese and all this and that, and he's plugged in. So when he says this is a criminal regime that wants to destroy our civilization and our country, listen to Gordon Chang. You get to shake his hand as well. Oh, my goodness. I ought to get a rebate from the CPAC ought to give me a $5 rebate on each person I'm persuading to go to this event. Let's see here. Who else have we got here? This is the most star-studded cast that has ever appeared at CPAC, and it's been very star-studded. Let's see, I'm going to Tammy Bruce. Oh, I love her. Oh, Tammy Bruce will be there. Okay, maybe I could even get a hug. Oh, boy. Let's see here. Dave Bratt. Do you remember who Dave Bratt is? He is one of the people who launched, really, the Trump Revolution. It was Dave Bratt. I'm going to have to call on a few brain cells here and bring them back to life. Let me breathe a little bit. Get some oxygen to those brain cells. I'm trying to remember. Yes. Okay. Here it's coming back to me. Eric Cantor was he the minority whip or the majority whip in the House? He thought he was Mr. Big. Eric Cantor did. He was the ultimate neocon. Eric Cantor, the ultimate never Trumper, as it would turn out to be later. Trump wasn't a factor at this time. But Dave Bratt, who I think was a college professor with no money, zero. No staff, no organization. Dave Bratt with only one thing on his side, the truth, as Mike Rivero says, the thing that the left didn't calculate into their formula for enslaving us, the truth, which is leaking out through the internet. Places like RBM and TalkStream Live. Dave Bratt filed in the Republican primary against Eric Cantor, and beat Eric Cantor soundly. And Eric Cantor, I forget what the amount of money was. It was some humongous amount of money Eric Cantor spent against Dave Bratt. It was like $20 million, $10 million. One of you out there may recall it. Dave Bratt was outspent worse than 10 to 1, something like that. But he beat. He beat Eric Cantor. Now, the sad news is this. The demographic deterioration in Virginia near the District of Criminals cost Dave Bratt his congressional seat. In fact, was it in the vicinity of the University of Virginia, which is going so very left-wing? But anyway, Dave Bratt lost his congressional seat by a small margin. But he's going to be there. You get to meet him. His victory over Eric Cantor proved, here's what Dave Bratt proved. A patriot speaking the truth can blow any of these demon, not demon rats, these neocon Republicans out of the water and beat them. Donald Trump did what Dave Bratt did on steroids. Okay, let me go down more. I'm just having fun reading this, these names here. Michael Pillsbury. I'm trying to remember what he's an expert on. Michael Pillsbury. He's a good one. But he'll be there. Let's see. Adam Laxalt. That would be a relative of Governor Laxalt was probably his grandfather. Let's see here. Who else is going to be there? A whole bunch of really famous people. I'm not even reading their names because I don't regard them as big heroes. Big heroes. I'm only reading the big heroes here. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going down the list here. Pickens, slimmer Pickens as I go down the list here to the lesser names on the list. Okay, so I gave you all the superstars that are going to be at CPAC, and that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week. We'll be covering that wall-to-wall here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I've got a couple callers here, Dr. Kelly in California and Jimmy in Arizona. Let us go first to Jimmy in Arizona. Jimmy, are you there?
Jamie, how's it going? I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on Donald Trump's tweet this morning that where he was retweeting that some Australian pedo about and praising the that Bollywood had came out with a gay movie for India. Is Trump trying to make India great for gays again?
Jimmy, I work with me, okay? I'm not as smart as you, so don't try to run circles around me. Tell me what is your point? He just hung up. So here's what I get from Jimmy here, and of course I'm not less intelligent than Jimmy. I twice your IQ, Jimmy. Jimmy was slamming Donald Trump. And so then with a quick hang up, come on, if you're going to call up, don't click on the host. And, you know, come on, be a man or a woman. Let's see here. The tweets are wonderful. Let me hit refresh on the tweets. The engineer told me that Jimmy hung up there. And this is interesting. You know, this is an interesting phenomenon. People who think they're on the right, they're not, who really dislike Donald Trump. And, there are several reasons they dislike Donald Trump. One is he's not a racist. That's intolerable. He's not an anti-Semite. That's intolerable. He hates Hitler. That's intolerable. Boy, these major sins of Donald Trump. But the good news is that these folks, it's good that they're peeling away from Donald Trump and letting everyone know that they despise Donald Trump. That's good. That's very good. That helps Donald Trump, who is going to save our bacon and is saving our bacon, that helps him get elected so that the left would love to do a mashup where they confuse Donald Trump in the public, in the eye of the public. If they could get the public to think that these people are friends of Donald Trump, this will really hurt Donald Trump. It already has hurt him. The Charleston event, not Charleston, the Charlottesville event back in, was it 2017, really hurt Donald Trump. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. There's some incredible tweets here. We'll look at them in just a moment.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But don't get me started, cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man.
Yes, politically incorrect. That's what we all are. You, me, this whole show, this whole audience, we're politically incorrect. And, you know, the great thing that Donald Trump has done for all of us by being even more politically incorrect than we, most of us are, he has blazed a trail. He has plowed through the underbrush so that he's the Daniel Boone scouting the trail out ahead, fighting off the hostiles so that we can take our covered wagons behind him with our versions of political incorrectness. Now, I like the way Merle Haggard does it there, politically incorrect rather than incorrect. I like that kind of countrified version of the word. Going to the president's tweets. Here we go. Now, I just looked it up. It's a 14-hour nonstop flight from Washington, D.C., Andrews Air Force Base, to Mumbai, which is the newfangled name for Bombay. I don't know which city he's going to, probably New Delhi. But in any event, it's 14 hours anyway, you slice it. And that would take you right over the North Pole. He'll probably cut around where flight 007 cut around at the time the Soviet Union, but now around Russia and around Sakhalin Island, and probably going over Japan or thereabouts on his route. Not exactly a great circle route, so a little bit longer. Or no, not a little bit longer. I'm sure these 14 hours is that route. The same route that the president of the John Birch Society flew when he was shot down in 007, KAL-007. Larry McDonald. But in any event, the president is expecting, or the press reporting is that there will be millions of welcoming Indians lining the motorcade or procession. Millions will be out to cheer. Isn't this interesting? Donald Trump is greatly loved in India. And their leader, Modi, M-O-D-I, he really likes Donald Trump, and he is having banners and giant billboards put up all over India saying two great nations, two great leaders, one great meeting. So this is a big deal. And imagine this. The president is traveling 14 hours if you're going on a commercial jet. But do you think Air Force One travels at the same speed as your commercial jet? I don't think so. I'll bet you that baby... I'm not a pilot, but if a 747, or what's the newest one? 767? What's the newest one? But if a jumbo jet travels at, let's say, 450 miles an hour, I'm just guessing. I'll bet you that Air Force One can break the speed of sound, the sound barrier. I'll bet you it can do it. And I'll bet you it can travel without any trouble at 600 miles per hour, Air Force One. It's just me. None of us will ever know. And I was watching with my little boy. I was watching Air Force One take off from Andrews Air Force Base. And you notice there are three pretty large protuberances on top of Air Force One that you won't find on a commercial airplane. Three big humps on the back of that plane. I'm going to give you a couple guesses as to what those are. I'll bet you included among the things that are underneath those, I'll bet you those humps are covers that slide open in a microsecond at the touch of a button. And out comes what is inside there, rocket launchers, radar arrays, jamming devices, for short range, some sort of a Gatling gun, like the gun that's on an A-10. Defensive weapons on that bad boy. But in any event, And thank goodness. Thank goodness.